Hello and welcome everyone to Birthing New Earth, where courageous individuals are stepping up to ask hard questions, look at tough decisions, and make the responsible choices necessary to leave a sustaining living legacy of thriving life on this planet for the next seven generations and beyond. I'm your host, Kathy Forrest, founder of Celestial Forrest Institute, and we're here today with Astara, CEO and publisher at Flower of Life Press, and she's also a divine feminine coach, transpersonal counselor, and art therapist. First and foremost, though, Astara is a publisher. Words and books, the catalysts that fuel her journey and enlighten her expansive community of lightworkers who are ready to take the next quantum leap into their leadership. Her company, Flower of Life Press, began with a conversation and a challenge. How can we create an author-focused company that is dynamic and entrepreneurial, a true home for the voices of transformation that we're committed to? Astara has walked this path for over a decade, and Flower of Life Press has mirrored her path through the maze of life's changes. Along the way, she's gathered a group of authors around the sacred fire of truth and shepherded their wise words into books, brands, speeches, and powerful marketing platforms. Astara has published numerous best-selling books, including the New Feminine Evolutionary Book Series, consisting of seven collaborative books and hundreds of authors. Through these potent and divinely feminine writing collaborations, Astara holds a sacred container for women to claim their voice and their power. The role of publisher has been redefined by Astara's own expansion into a multidimensional divine feminine leader and 13 Moon Mystery School priestess initiate in devotion. It is this immersion in energy dynamics and spirituality that distinguishes her work and elevates her author's experience beyond the traditional publishing relationship. In order to better serve her global clientele of authors and entrepreneurs, Astara recently unveiled her signature program, Divine Writing Journey, Write Your First Draft Manuscript in 6 months. Wow. Full of inspiration and instruction that has helped so many writers not just complete their books, but deepen into trust and embrace their writing process, honor their inherent wisdom, share their unique message, and create the impact they desire. Oh my goodness.
And oh, thank you so much.
She's here to talk to us about deepening your devotion to the earth as great mother. Astara, it is so delightful to have you back. Just welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Kathy. It's so fun to meet you in this space and play together.
So you describe the earth as great mother. What is for you, what is great mother energy?
Oh gosh, thank you. So first of all, thank you, Kathy, for creating this beautiful telesummit and offering these gifts out to people all globally. And I want to thank the readers for showing up and listening and being open to receive. Excuse me. So great mother, when I think about the earth, you know, I really feel into the mythic kind of mother, right? The spiritual mother, the one who has been left out of the patriarchal version of spirituality and actually holds all. She is the mother of the cosmos. She is the planet Earth. She is all of us expressed in unique ways, but yet still fractals of her. And I often think of it like, okay, if I'm just going to be blunt here. If I'm dead and laying in the woods, my body is going to turn back into the dirt and grow back up or be recycled somehow. Maybe I'll be a tree. Maybe I'll be a bird. Maybe I'll be a human. Maybe I'll be a leaf. It's all part of the same thing. And so this unity consciousness, this oneness consciousness has given me a relationship with the earth that is so magical now that I never had before. And I really do feel like she is my mother. Without her, I'm nothing. I'm gone. And without her, she holds me so strongly. She will never let me go. Her gravity will never let me fly off into space and get lost. Mm-hmm. So her grounding energy is there for me to tap into. And she is my mama. And I actually feel when I walk on her, I practice, some of my practices are like kissing the earth with my feet and just being in devotion to this life that we are in, that we have been given, and being a part of her. That to me is great mother. So it's an energy of just utter nurturance, nourishment, and unconditional love. You do not have to change anything or be anyone for me to love you. I simply love you.
And I know that sometimes, especially recently, folks have had, you know, there's so much fear that comes up. There's so much precariousness when your routine is changed a little bit. How has this supported you through all of that? Or have you even noticed?
Yes. Since the quarantine, you know, life before quarantine felt like I was just always on the cusp of not being an alcoholic, a workaholic. I was always on that edge of like workaholism and not enough balance in my life, not enough attention to my soul, what my soul truly wants and desires and needs in that moment. It was just sort of more driven by this construct of capitalism, really, the thing we've been taught, right? And as I've been peeling away the layers over the years to get to what's real for me, this pandemic came along and I found myself outside as much as possible and really just honoring the weather, the sun, the grass here in Connecticut in the U.S. It's springtime. The color is bursting forth. And I'm just soaking it all in, soaking in the beauty, the wisdom of nature, the vastness of the cosmos and the sky at night, the moon, you know, all of the elements. I've gotten more in touch with them. And in my own life, I've been cleaning up my yard. That's kind of what that looks like. And one little choice I made was like, I'm going to do this barefoot so that I can soak up all this earth energy all day long and just let it flood my system.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
girl.
And soaking up the sun at the same time. So it was just a gorgeous experience to be raking, weeding, gardening, painting. I painted a couple of rockers. I've went and found planters at the dump. I've just been like really nesting. And so I feel like that's kind of how my devotion to the earth has manifested during the pandemic for me.
Right. For sure. Yeah. You know, in yogic traditions, they tell us that the strongest chakras are on the bottom of the feet. And I teach women for a reason. That's why we go barefoot, so that we can get all that good juju.
Yes. Yeah, it's true. Our feet are powerful portals, aren't they?
Right.
And our hands. Mm-hmm. Our hands and our feet. And also, like speaking about it being in devotion to Earth, to our planet, hugging a tree, now I get it. Now I get what that is. I am literally just sending that. I'm loving that tree as I would love my own daughter.
Right. Yeah. So how did your awareness, you said that you haven't always felt this way. How did it open up to love and support of the Great Mother? What was that like? And how did that happen for you?
Well, my story, kind of the quick down and dirty story is in 2008, I went through a divorce. I had met somebody else and it was messy. We both ended up divorcing because we were both married. We both divorced. We've come together. We've been together about 12 years. And so that got me onto the spiritual path of looking for why had I created that in my life? Why had I, you know, burnt down my entire life at that time? I was 38 years old. And so that got me on the path, and pretty quickly I found plant medicine. I was in a group, women's group program, where I experienced plant medicine, hallucinogenic plant medicine, that brought me out of my normal realm and into the arms of the goddess. And I just felt like, oh, it's real. Thank you, thank you, thank you. She's real. It's real. I don't have to be a skeptic anymore. I don't have to feel victim-y. Poor me. How come I don't believe in anything and everybody else gets a god except me? And I knew it in that moment that it had been revealed again, you know, that I remembered my awareness of God, goddess, great spirit, creator. And it really felt like a cosmic orgasm. Right. I mean, like the biggest orgasm ever. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, just like my kundalini woke up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So from that point on, I knew I needed to have support. And sisterhood was the thing that really healed me, because that from that point on, I began doing coaching groups, being a participant in these things and learning about the divine feminine and trying on these different energies and learning about my own energy body and how to interact with that. Because I was just a walking head up until that point. I mean, with little bits in my life had been planted and seeded along the way, like going to a Buddhist graduate school. That was quite a big seed. But at the time, I was a muggle at the Buddhist graduate school. So I was like, well, you know, it didn't sprout yet.
Yeah.
So everything led up to that place now where, as a priestess, I've owned myself as a priestess. I'm here to be in service. I'm here to be a witness. I'm here to be an emissary of love. I'm here to heal myself and create a vibration of love for the universe. That's my job.
Beautiful.
So that's kind of how I got to where I am. And then the plant medicine led me to essential oils. Mm-hmm. And the essential oils now have been in my system for about 10 years daily. Anointing myself, you know, working with different ailments, just intuitively pulling and using essential oils, topically ingesting them, you know, diffusing. That, I must say that the cumulative effect of that really changed my relationship with plants, because I began to work with the spirit of the plant medicine of that plant, mm-hmm. as opposed to just, you know, a quick fix.
Right.
So I began to ask some of these plants that I was working with, like, or tree oils, you know, like frankincense. Mm-hmm. Frankincense to me now is such a healing guide. Mm-hmm. I can tap into the energy of the tree. I can tap into, you know, the root system of the earth. I can call all that energy through, as well as, you know, up my immune system, raise my vibration physically and emotionally. So those oils have been life-changing. That's what opened up my awareness to these sentient beings other than myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'd always just had this narrative of like, oh, I don't have a green thumb. I kill everything I try to grow. I said that for years. Mm-hmm. So now I'm really interested in growing. I bought myself a tower garden, which is that thing that you can put little seedlings in and it'll grow lettuce through hydroponically. So right. I'm learning about that. And so I think that's really what brought me into a deeper relationship with everything else on this planet that is my brother and sister, including rocks, trees, plants, creatures, people, everything.
Oh, it's just so exciting for me to see and hear someone that has had this experience relatively new, you know. Yeah. It's like, because yes, to all of that. I was speaking to another person I interviewed recently. We were talking about the oils and how that's the shamanic way of using them, is to connect with the spirit of the plant, which, you know, because long time ago, when in tribal places, when they would call on a shaman, the shaman would have one plant that was the medicine for everything, you know. Oh. And call in the spirit of that plant and he would have his own medicine. That was it. And it worked on everything. And it was because of the connection to the energy that moves in all things. And yes. So it's as if that, and when that energy wakes up, and I can't tell you, thank you for sharing about your experience with the plant medicine. So many women that I've talked to that have done that have said, she came in.
Yes, she entered right in.
Right.
That was the moment.
And there was no question about, you know, it was just like, boom.
It was, oh God, it was ecstatic.
Yeah.
It was that moment. Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful. I'll
never forget it.
So how do you feel when you allow yourself to be supported by that? I mean, what's the...
Oh my goodness. I'm a whole different person. Mm-hmm. My background is anxiety, panic attacks, kind of like hanging out in the intellectual realm and like being a skeptic and, you know, an initiator, kind of like all of that. And now I can use those parts of myself in a way to be in service to me and to other people. Mm-hmm. And so, what was the question again, Kathy?
So how does it feel when you're supported by the Great Mother? What is
Yes.
What's the difference?
Yeah. Okay. So it feels like, before I felt like an outsider most of the time, on the outside looking in, almost like looking through a window, like there was some kind of barrier. And I know now that it was the armor around my heart.
Oh, wow.
There was a little bit of protection. I wouldn't really come fully out. I couldn't be me. I didn't know who I was. I had no sense of self. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like I am just at that point now where I just don't really care. I don't care what people think. I have learned to love myself and honor my life and honor my, take responsibility for everything, radical responsibility for my life. I'm no longer waiting for my husband to save me financially or emotionally or whatever it's going to be. I'm no longer outsourcing all of my answers. I'm finding them inside me. And so I feel like I have a dialogue in a way with the Great Mother. Like, how can I be connected to you today? How can I serve the planet? How can I serve you? How can I be more in devotion to life and hold all of it, hold the dark and the light, the death and the birth, hold all of it without judgment.
Beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
So looking through, like we've all had, 2 months of downtime? Little bit mm-hmm. of reflection time.
Yeah.
Are there things that you've noticed that you would like to keep because people are talking about going back to work and everything's opening back up again? And I think some of us are having that feeling of, I don't want all of it to go back to the way it was before.
Yes, right? Absolutely there's not.
Right.
No way. Changes.
So for you, when you look at, okay, these are the things I want to keep. These are number one, what are they? And number two, how do we go about setting up structures so we don't just go back to business as usual?
Oh gosh. Well, it's really, to me, what I would like to see happen is more community, more of a communal kind of voice, mm-hmm. more power inside of communities, more power to the people, more power, more of a voice for the people, because I don't know what is going to be required. I don't know how far these structures have to fall apart, how much pain there needs to be in order for something to come back into balance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I know that I can work on my own inner balance and then just assume that will reflect on the outside. But in the meantime, I would like to see more community and less isolation. I would like to see more of a feminine approach to everything, meaning coming from a place of open-hearted compassion, but also fierceness and a willingness to stand up for ourselves, to say what's real. To be sovereign. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That word sovereignty is so key. And I'm about to publish a book about sovereignty too, which is perfect timing. Because as sovereign beings, you know, we can sit around and wait for these decisions to be made around vaccines, around all of it. We can see the sci-fi unfolding of like, oh, then we'll have chips implanted into us and they'll be controlling us and we truly will be enslaved as the workers, you know, which is true at one level and could be true at one level. But like, I guess I'm not quite sure what the answers are, but I know what I want the energy to feel like. I want to feel like not afraid. Mm-hmm. Out in the world. Right. I want to feel like there's equality. Mm-hmm. I want to feel like people's needs are coming first before money mm-hmm. and before this kind of capitalistic drive for more and more and more and more, and then status based on that. All of that is just bullshit.
Yeah.
I this quarantine has also taught me a lot about money mm-hmm. because before the quarantine, I felt a graspiness, like we need more because then we can upgrade or up level. Now I'm like, what am I talking about? I am at the top. I don't need to up level a thing. I don't need more clothes. I don't need another car. I don't need this or that. I don't need that stuff. I'm perfectly happy hanging out in my yard with the dog and my husband and beautiful trees and plants and birds. Mm-hmm. So that's another piece that I would like to see the mindset, our mindset of what success is. I would like to see that accepted in different ways and not have to follow this kind of unwritten rule of what, you know, what makes you a good person or what makes you successful or gives you power. It's like owning the power that's inherently ours, but then coming forward as a benevolent queen, using our power for good. Right use of power, integrity, authenticity, and also this union between the masculine and the feminine, because I feel like there's so much sacred rage in the men that needs to get expressed.
Right.
Women have had a chance to do some of that now. Mm-hmm. But men, no, they're not allowed. Mm-hmm. And they don't know what's allowed. And so mm-hmm. they're pissed. I would be too.
Right.
Because they don't know who to be, how to be, how to be a king. Mm-hmm. Some, many of them. And so I feel this rage and anger that's coming forward that women were bringing forward too around the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we've got to focus on the guys. Let's focus on the guys and love them into our circle so that we can work together. We need their energy. We need their protection. We need their power, their groundedness. We need their structure. We need them to adore us as divine feminine beings and help us. And we need to love them as our kings.
Yeah. Wow. 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 When you think about getting back to nature, connecting, doing, you know, making this shift, because I want to really help people that are listening to know what to do for themselves. What tools would you recommend to be able to shift your relationship back to one with nature that's more meaningful?
Yeah, definitely go on walks. Simple walk in the neighborhood is all it takes. Any way to get outside. Mm-hmm. Going for a walk is invigorating. Most of the time before, I would use my phone and listen to a podcast or something, but now I'm consciously leaving the stimulation out so that I can receive the bird song. I mean, the birds are incredible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Going out in the morning really early, you'll just be enveloped in a symphony of bird song. So mm-hmm. go out and listen to the birds. Don't Perfect. Bring your headphones.
Right.
Get outside, sit on the earth, walk barefoot, pay attention to your environment and start to nest a little bit. That's what I've been doing is nesting. I've been upgrading my space mm-hmm. in a way that feels sacred.
Yeah.
And that includes the outside. And so that way I'm just like creating this sacred space in my yard. I can go into the woods on a hike and see how sacred that space is and mm-hmm. feel it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it takes. It's just a willingness to go for a walk and notice nature, just get mm-hmm. present with nature, notice it. Mm-hmm. And then also of course, the oils, that's been a wonderful tool for everybody I meet. I say for $20, you can get a bottle of oil and you can work with that bottle in your meditation. You can use it and develop a relationship with that plant, with that plant spirit. And that is just the very opening to all of it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell people, if you feel depressed, if you feel down, if you feel off in any way, essential oils will pop you right back in. I mean, they will up-level your vibration immediately, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, so that's, I mean, and also sunbathing and moon bathing.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
yes.
Forest bathing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Soaking in the frequency of green. I work with color frequency a lot because I'm an artist, a designer. So color really activates me. Mm-hmm. It activates my chakras. So I would say, yes, work with your chakra system and really, you know, attune your chakras, work with the colors mm-hmm. of your environment and just receive all of that beauty.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about your free gift. It says you have a free program and workbook, bestseller priestess. Talk to us a little bit about that.
What's absolutely. So this is a three-part video series mm-hmm. that comes with some really good content and support around unblocking your flow. So if you're feeling stuck, resistant, you haven't started your book project, you keep telling yourself, but then you sabotage, then that will help you. And then it's also got some really good stuff in there about marketing your book with pleasure.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So I think these are tools for writing, getting yourself in a vibration so that you can create a sacred writing space. You can allow it to be moved through you. You can also hold a container of your book and your writing project with your business acumen and resource yourself, because there's no way we want to be creating and creating and creating without receiving.
Right.
In terms of financial flow, abundance. And so we must stay resourced.
Mm-hmm. And you also have a free online private writers group. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is really fun. This is called Published Priestess with Astara. It's on Facebook. It's a private writers group. Mm-hmm. And there's about 700 of us in there, and we are supportive. People like to share their writing. I give writing prompts. Mm-hmm. I'll go in there and teach master classes around certain topics, mm-hmm. As well as, you know, the tools for getting your book done.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah. So for all those budding authors out there, if they want to contact you, flowerofliveprest.com, is that where they would?
flowerofliveprest.com. My email is astara@flowerofliveprest.com. I also wanted to share that I do have another gift that's free, and it's called, if you go to transformwithspirit.com. Mm. This is 30 days of free content from Flower of Life authors that is being delivered to your inbox so that you have some potent and activating reading material during the quarantine or beyond mm-hmm. as we open up, because this is the kind of content that will give you an insight and aha, and that will help you on your path of evolution, and it's mm-hmm. free. So go check it out. There's 30 days of content coming into your inbox, and you can sign up at any time and get all 30.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. This has been so delightful.
And Kathy, thank you.
Helpful tools.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you inviting me on. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a beautiful day.
Yeah. Well,